Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob Enyart Live. My name is Brian Rohrbaugh, and I have the privilege of setting in for Bob over the next couple days. And a lot of things happening in the news. And I see from WorldNet Daily today, something unusual has happened. There was a peaceful protest by pro-lifers at an abortion clinic, and someone was arrested. And the normal thing that happens, of course, is the pro-lifer is arrested. But for the first time that I think I've ever seen, a clinic worker was arrested. And that's pretty neat. This happened in Alabama. And you might be interested to know, Bob's in Alabama. And there might be something related here. Joining me in the studio today is Pastor Joe Riccobono. Pastor, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian, for having me. Yeah, it seems like Bob, wherever he goes, he makes a difference. And it's good to hear in Alabama, finally, the police get it right and arrest a person associated with the abortion industry.
Yeah, this is probably precedent setting because normally the law doesn't apply equally between pro-lifers and pro-aborts. And pro-aborts have pretty much owned the law and the courts. So this is encouraging to have something like this happen and to have it actually reported.
Right. That just happened today in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Way down south, Operation Save America is operating in that area. Is that what brought Bob there?
That's right. OSA is running a great big event, our friend Flip Benham. And for those of you who don't know, I'm the president of Colorado Right to Life, and Pastor Joe Riccobono is one of the directors of Colorado Right to Life. And we're excited with what's happening. Yesterday, another full-page ad ran, and probably most of you have seen the full-page ads that we've been running. This one's a little bit different. It has been shortened. It's a little easier to read. And, Joe, do you know what part of the paper that ad ran in?
Well, what paper did it run in? And then maybe we can find out, but we know the answers to these questions. It ran in the Birmingham, Alabama newspaper. And I believe it was in the front section, page 3. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Normally, I like to bury these things way in the back.
Yeah, and these ads that we're running we're trying to pull the Christian community away from the human secularist point of view of worshiping man and honoring man's laws and absolutely disregarding God's laws. And so these letters have been directed at James Dobson and Focus on the Family, along with many other ministries. And in the time we've been doing this, we're seeing some extraordinary things happening. And it's really quite encouraging because the reaction, of course, predictably, what the people who don't want us to expose the truth we're trying to do is trying to harm Colorado Right to Life. They would like to put us out of business. And so they immediately wanted National Right to Life to throw us out, which, of course, was no surprise. They threw us out, and, you know, that was something that really has very little effect on us, except that it gives us a much bigger voice in the debate that's taking place, because the media predictably comes to us every time this issue is in the news, and they ask us what's going on, and they ask us our opinion about National Right to Life and what they're doing. So it really is extraordinary what's
yes.
taking place.
Yeah, Colorado Right to Life is picking up more momentum by taking off the shackles of National Right to Life. And it's just been a tremendous blessing. We're recognizing our true position to turn this country to on the right path, because Colorado started this country on the path of murdering the preborn 40 years ago. Right here it all started in Colorado.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, one of the things that's kind of interesting is while National Right to Life would like to destroy us so we didn't exist, ironically, one of the very first things I did when I was elected president, I was interviewed for Citizen Link from Focus on the Family, and they asked me what my vision was for Colorado Right to Life. And I told them that my vision is that there's no need for Colorado Right to Life to exist because we have achieved the goal of offering personhood status for every innocent human being from the moment of fertilization through natural death. And, you know, Joe, you and I have talked about this a little bit, but that should be the vision of all pro-lifers, mm-hmm. not to regulate child killing, not to play in politics, but to end this murderous crime against humanity that's been going on 40 years. And one of the ways we do that is we stand up and we say abortion is always wrong. And I think that's something that stuns people. And when they say to me, how do you know it's always wrong? How can you tell me what to do? I tell them, well, I can't. But what I can tell you is that we must honor God, and He did tell us what to do. And by the way, if you'd like to join us, please call us at 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278.
I would love to share a little bit of the background and how I see what Brian has brought to Colorado Right to Life. When Brian first came to Colorado Right to Life, we were operating, the whole organization was operating from a position of weakness. They thought it was a strength to be politically savvy. They thought it was a strong to be kind of trying to play the scenes on the outside. But now we are seeing that by honoring God, by telling the truth, we're putting Colorado Right to Life to a higher position, to a stronger position in order to end abortion. And therefore, we don't need it anymore. So we have to get stronger in order to not be needed anymore.
Right, because we really do have a goal. And I'll tell you, what would you think of a person or an organization that by their actions and by their words tries to separate men from God? Now, I would call that organization evil. And in fact, that's what National Right to Life tries to do. They actually tell people, when you're talking about abortion, don't mention God. Don't bring God into it. And, of course, we can see the result of that after 40 years.
Right. The whole Right to Life movement began as a Christian movement.
Right.
And now we're saying that, and it is true, that National Right to Life has taken off God, and they've thought that, and they still to this day believe that the position of aligning themselves with lawyers is and politicians is stronger than aligning themselves with Almighty God and Jesus Christ and standing up, and He is going to make the difference. And I'm just happy that Brian is leading the way in a tremendous.
Well, thank you, Joe. If you're not a member of Colorado Right to Life, I want to ask you, and Pastor Joe, we both want to ask you to join. We need both your moral support and your financial support. And what we're doing, I think, is really having an impact around the country. And in fact, some of the things we're involved in are being talked about around the world. But we want you to be a member. And we want you to stand with us and say, yes, honoring God is the way for this organization to run. And on top of that, I'm also going to ask you to support Bob Enyart Live. And you've heard me say this for years and years, but this ministry is the catalyst for much of what is taking place right now. And the fact that there is such an impact out of a ministry that is really comparably small compared to most ministries today, but the impact is absolutely enormous. And if you can, I'd like you to send a donation to us here at Bob Enyart Live. And again, you can reach us at 1-800-836-9278. Now, there's many materials that you can purchase as well. And if you haven't seen the 40 Years in the Wilderness DVD, that is a must-see.
Yes.
That is the most impressive production that I've ever been involved with, the way it's set up, the way it's put together. I have to tell you, once you start watching it, you're not going to be able to stop. And it is incredibly powerful, incredibly insightful, and it provides many of the answers for what we're fighting.
Right. The title, 40 Years in the Wilderness, goes back to the 40 years in 1967, how abortion started right here in Colorado because we wanted to embrace this pragmatic feel of, well, we'll allow abortion in the case of rape and incest. And now we see, we let the genie out of the bottle and it's loose. Now, after those 40 years of trying to regulate this killing of innocents. Now we're going to show everyone exactly how to. And people all around the country, you're talking about calling for membership to Colorado Right to Life. People from all around the country are joining Colorado Right to Life, sending us support letters and showing how they're finally they see a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, it really is encouraging. We have a lot of people, even people who started out very, very angry when they saw the open letter, and they said, how could you attack James Dobson? But when we explained to him that we're not attacking him, but we are talking about the truth, and that he is still bound to be honest, to present the truth, and if he's made a mistake, to correct it. That's, by the way, a Christian value.
Yes.
And that's something that we're trying to get across to not just his ministry, but let me tell you why we picked Focus on the Family. It's because of all the large ministries, we believe that James Dobson is the most likely, a very humble man, a very good man, he is the most likely to stop what he's doing, examine it, reevaluate it, and change the entire movement. And that's what we're praying for.
Yes, yes. So much of the movement have relegated themselves to being cheerleaders for the Republican Party. Therefore,
right.
They're just blind. They have their backs to the game. They're facing the crowd and the audience, and they're just cheering them on no matter what takes place behind them.
Well, that's true. And the DVD's title, 40 Years in the Wilderness, of course, it's also a reference to the story in the Bible.
Yes.
Of what happens when men dishonor God.
Yes.
When they know what they should be doing and they don't, they do what they want to. And kind of the ultimate attack against God, the ultimate hatred against God, is to murder the innocent children.
Mm-hmm.
And there's plenty of history of that in the Bible as well. And it's always wrong, and it always leads to a nation's destruction. And so these things all tie together, and they really are the basis for what we're trying to do, is to get back by honoring God, not being ashamed of the gospel, by pointing out that he said, do not murder, and that no man, no matter what their intention is, has the right or the authority to authorize the murder of the innocent.
Mm-hmm. Well, Alabama is certainly in for a treat this whole time that Operation Save America is in. And I was looking at my notes. Just today, we heard a report that the whole entire Bible was read in public at 19 different locations around the state of Alabama, generally in the Birmingham area. And how they did that was they picked locations, 19 locations, they divided the Bible into certain segments, and each one of the locations read a portion of the Bible, and the Word of God in totality was read in a state of Alabama where Operation Save America is concentrating their efforts to draw attention and to save innocent lives.
Yeah, that's astonishing, the commitment of the people there. And, of course, Leslie Hanks from Colorado Right to Life
is there. Yes.
And these people are great, and they're very strong. And Flip Benham, of course, has written extensively about so many of the topics that are taking place in this world, like the Virginia Tech shooting, and how it relates back to this issue of legalized child killing.
Yeah, you mentioned Flip. And we were talking about the open letter and Colorado Right to Life. Right. Flip knows about this letter, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's a signer on this letter. He was involved in drafting the letter.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he's had fallout from being involved in the letter. But that doesn't bother him a bit. That's the type of thing. You stand up for what's right, and you risk the consequences. And I remember when I first started listening to Bob back when he was on television, he used to make that statement, do right and risk the consequences, and I never understood what it meant. It seems counterintuitive when you say it.
Mm-hmm.
However, when you live it, that's what happens, is you do right and you don't weigh and balance what the consequences might be. You just do right.
Well,
and you take the chance.
In this situation, our ultimate consequences will be the ending of this practice of abortion.
Yes.
Because God will honor our efforts. I'm absolutely convinced. Throughout history, we can count on the faithfulness of God. If we are faithful to stand up for his truth and to proclaim his truth, things will take place and a difference will be made.
Yes, that's exactly right. And we don't need a majority to do it.
Amen.
We don't need a political party to do it. We can study the Bible and find out the men with faith, with God's help, change the world.
That's
by
right.
themselves, it was meaningless, and it wouldn't have mattered how many of them there were.
Right. And the powers that be, at the time when the men of God wanted to step forth and make a difference, proclaiming the truth of God, the powers that be didn't understand it. They felt threatened, that their power base was being threatened. And, you know, at times I believe that some of these power bases had prayed to God for an answer, for help. And then when God gives them the answer, they resist the will of God in order to hold on to their power.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think that's probably exactly what happened. Well, with all of these things going on, we have been heard around the world, around the country. The debate is raging. There's great things happening. A letter that I wrote that WorldNet Daily refused to run, it was actually a letter that was in response to five articles that they wrote about us, and they either named me or Colorado Right to Life. And normal ethics in journalism, I know that's a contradiction, but normal ethics really require them, when they've named an individual and they haven't contacted them to get their side of the story, that if that individual or group wants to respond, you normally publish their response. Well, the editor of WorldNet Daily, Joseph Farah, apparently decided he didn't want my letter published. But it's on Covenant News, and it's on some different websites. You might want to check that out. We can probably put it up here on the Internet. And it addresses many of the concerns that have been raised through our open letter project. And so it's very encouraging what's happening right now. Our latest newsletter is in the mail right now from Colorado Right to Life. And if you're not a member, then become a member either at the website of coloradorighttolife.org, or you can call our office. But find, you know, become a member and call or email us, and we'll send you a copy of this newsletter. I think you'll find it has some pretty incredible stories in it, including the fact that since I've been involved with this, and this has nothing to do with me, but since this board, the current board of directors of extraordinary committed leaders, has been involved, we have reached about 50 million people through the different interviews and radio shows and television appearances that we've been on, which is absolutely extraordinary. From the little state of Colorado,
yes,
to have that kind of coverage is absolutely amazing. And then we have coming up in September our annual Light on Life dinner. And who's our speaker?
Phil Klein.
And for those of you who don't know the name, Phil Klein was the Kansas Attorney General, and he was prosecuting the abortionists who were covering up the crime of either incest or rape against young girls, because this abortionist would kill the baby and send the girl back home with the criminal. And so Phil Klein was going after this person, and ultimately what they did is they got the people to vote him out of office. But he's quite an encouragement to us, because once again, he stood up to do what was right. He was, of course, limited by laws that are often less than godly. But even inside of that, he did what was right, and he was willing to pay the price of losing his career. But to hear him speak, to hear his encouragement and all, you want to call our office or go to the Internet, and you want to register for the Light on Life banquet. What's the date?
September 22nd. We'll be at the Inverness Hotel Conference Center in the Denver Tech Center area. And Mr. Phil Klein's speech is titled Confronting Evil, God's Power of Truth.
Yeah, which is, of course, perfect. And it's right, I think, in line with what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, just want to clarify, Phil Klein is not a signer on our open letter. We haven't even discussed our open letter with him. But I mention that he has also walked the walk. And so it's really encouraging to have someone who's fighting on that front with all the other things that are going on. And by the way, the phone number at Colorado Right to Life is 303-753-9394. And so call us, sign up for that Light on Life banquet. You're going to love it. I can guarantee you it will be absolutely encouraging and inspirational, and you can see the things we've done over the last year.
I'm just totally excited because I've been working since 1993 in the pro-life industry, just working to help end abortion. And there have been few and far between things to celebrate, years and opportunities to actually have a party and celebrate real, meaningful progress. And not just locally, but nationally. And this Light on Life banquet, if you want to have a great time and celebrate, this will be an opportunity. We're all going to be having a wonderful time celebrating, looking not only back to the victories that we've had this year, but forward and to pick up and to continue the momentum that we've gained.
That's right. And so what we're talking about is we're in a raging war to save the lives of the innocent, and it can't be overstated. But at the same time, when you're having victories and you're advancing and you're not retreating, there's something to celebrate. And after our commemoration down at the old Supreme Court chambers on the 40th anniversary, we had an extraordinary event after that, which was a dinner that night with Alan Keyes and Judy Brown and so many of the other people involved with this. And not many people had a chance to come to that, about 100 people or so.
Yes.
It was extraordinary. I've never been around anything quite as important or as celebrated as that. Because of what was taking place, you could feel the movement.
Right.
You could just feel the movement of honoring God and the direction it's taking towards ending abortion.
Yes, I was there for that whole day, not only at the Capitol, but for the evening event. And you could see that this was past and much more than anything you've ever heard, because most of the things we hear is they mean well, but it's lip service, doesn't go anywhere. We had turned a corner April 25th. Colorado Right to Life in this country had turned a corner. We had national leaders, and we're, to this day, we're having more and more national organizations and national leaders join our coalition to make these things happen. I was there in Kansas City when National Right to Life decided, you know what, Colorado Right to Life, you're too hot to handle for us. And what a tremendous amount of momentum that all got started, as you were describing, that night, April 25th, right here in Denver.
Right. And of course, National Right to Life was throwing us out because we were asking tough questions. In fact, from the very moment I became president, first time I had an opportunity to speak, I condemned National Right to Life for their wicked behavior. And so for 8.5 months, I've been doing that until they threw us out. Mm-hmm. And, of course, their wicked behavior remains wicked. It has nothing to do with us belonging to the group. So as long as they're wicked, we're going to continue to point out what they're doing. And I'll tell you something to consider. The personhood amendment that's being put together here in Colorado, mm-hmm. which literally could end abortion, we don't know if it will get on the ballot, and we don't know if the voters will support it, but that doesn't matter because it's the right thing to do. It will end abortion, and it won't authorize the murder of some kids in an effort to save others, which is what most of the pro-life movement has done, is they go after these wicked laws trying to regulate child killing, claiming that they're going to save some lives. But what will be fascinating about the personhood amendment is who joins in support of it.
That's right.
And who joins against it? Because you are going to know right then whether or not the group is part of the pro-life industry, which is more concerned about their power and their money and their position than they are ending abortion, or whether it will be the people that want to stop the murder of an innocent child taking place once a minute in this country.
I'm not sure if people are aware in our audience that there's a personhood amendment about to be put on the ballot in Colorado to recognize the personhood of the unborn children.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. And I know that Bob has had Mark Moisier on, who's running the effort.
Yes.
And it's really tremendous. It's two sentences, and it's absolutely perfect. And the premise of it is just to amend the Colorado Constitution so wherever the word person or persons is used, the definition of a person is from the moment of fertilization through natural death.
Wow.
And that circumvents all the foolishness that's taken place around Roe versus Wade and all the other stupid laws in response.
What happens if they have parental consent? If a girl has parental consent from the grandparents of this unborn child, what does this amendment do?
Well, they will no longer have a right to authorize the murder of their grandchildren.
Because the grandchild
is a person guaranteed protection under law, under the Constitution.
Wow.
And because of that, it just circumvents all the laws. So I guarantee you this is going to be the battleground right here in Colorado. And I'm sadly going to tell you that it's likely National Right to Life will be opposed to this. And they will probably say stupid things like, we don't think the timing is right. Now, that's something to keep in the back of your mind. If anyone tells you the timing is not right to protect innocent children, then you know they're evil. You know that they honor killing children. Pro-choice with exceptions describe these kind of people. And that is an absolute perfect description. Because they're not pro-life. Because anyone who's pro-life takes every opportunity they can to protect innocent children. So we're coming to the end of the show here in just a minute. And once again, if you haven't seen the 40 Years in the Wilderness DVD, call us here 1-800-836-9278 and get a copy. Please support Bob Enyart Live. And then Colorado Right to Life. Go to our website, coloradorighttolife.org, and sign up for the banquet with Phil Klein. And you can also do that by phone. The number there is 303-753-9394. And so please, I hope to see you there. Join us for that. It's going to be very encouraging, very uplifting, and I promise you, it will not be like any other pro-life dinner you've been to.
That's right. Call us. Just call us if you have any questions, want to talk with us. We're available. We're right here. It's been a tremendous time. You can see what an honor it is to be here with Brian.
Well, actually, the honor is all mine, and I so appreciate your involvement in the board and your leadership and guidance. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Jesus.